Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you. Again, you set for a doubleheader today between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Bowie Bay Sox. It's the first couple of games of a four-game series between Richmond and Bowie to round out this homestand. We're now joined in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by infielder Pete Maris. He joined the Flying Squirrels, I guess it was about a couple of weeks ago now, Pete. When you came up to Richmond, what were your first impressions?
Oh, man, this is great. I pulled up on the freeway and I saw the stadium and it was huge and it was packed out and, you know, it's been awesome so far. It's been really fun.
I guess we should clear something up. On a roster sheet, it says Peter Maris, but you go by Pete.
Yeah, I go by Pete. It doesn't matter. Peter, it doesn't matter.
Oh, we're going to stick to Pete, and Pete's been playing really well over the last few games now. When you adjust from one level to another level, from San Jose here to Richmond, what are some things that you have to make sure that you continue to do?
You got to stay aggressive, and as far as hitting goes, you can't miss your pitch because then they're going to throw their nasty stuff, and you don't want to see that. So you got to be aggressive and try and hit it early in the count.
What kind of a hitter is Pete Maris?
Aggressive. I try and hit the first four pitches before I can see their nasty stuff. And I just try and stay aggressive.
You said the first four pitches. Yeah. That sounds kind of specific, and it seems like those first four pitches, you're expecting to see more fastballs than the four pitches after that. So when you have a long at-bat and you end up seeing the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth pitch, how does your approach change?
I'm still trying to be aggressive, but, you know, as I see more pitches, you know, I get used to seeing his pitches as well, so I feel better in the box, and I feel like, you know, my confidence is up if I'm still battling, you know, 8 to 10 pitches. You know, I feel pretty confident that, I've seen everything, so I feel like I can get a bat out of that.
Chatting here with Pete Maris on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Pete, this is your first year in the San Francisco Giants organization. You started your career with the Tampa Bay Rays. You were a Rule 5 pick this past December. What was it like getting that news?
It was crazy, because I got Tommy John, and, I wasn't really expecting much being the Rule 5, or it was my Rule 5 year, so I wasn't really expecting much to be drafted. And I was actually listening to it that day it happened, and it was crazy. It was awesome, though. You know, a new start. Can't thank the Rays enough for taking a chance on me. And then now the Giants, I'm happy where I'm at right now, and, you know, I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
You said that you were listening to the Rule 5 draft as it was happening. Does that mean that you kind of thought maybe something might happen?
I thought maybe, and I was just curious because I had some friends who were eligible as well, so I was just, wasn't doing anything that day, so might as well just listen.
We're chatting here with Pete Maris on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Game one of tonight's doubleheader starts at 5:05. Game two will follow shortly thereafter. This is a game that was postponed all the way back in April, being made up now in July. Pete, when you were down in San Jose, you played just six games in the field. You were a DH mostly. You were still working your way back from that Tommy John surgery. But here with the Flying Squirrels, you've pretty much played as many games in the field as you've played in the lineup. What's that recovery like for a position player?
It's not as hard as a pitcher, I would say, because, I'm not throwing as hard and that many throws. But, I just got to be careful and be smart with what I do as far as practice, and I'll take some days off of throwing if I'm not playing, and just being smart about it, getting my treatment in every day, stretches, so I just got to be smart.
But even in the midst of that recovery, you're still able to designate a hit and swing the bat?
Yeah, swinging feels good. you know, I don't feel any pain or soreness, tiredness swinging the bat, so I could do that all day long.
How did it happen?
It was one throw. I was long tossing. It was my last throw, and decided to air it out a bit, and I felt something pop in my arm, and the rest is history.
Now, pitchers probably recognize that pop more than position players would, and they kind of know maybe what's going on. But as a guy who's not a pitcher and maybe not as accustomed to guys who have had Tommy John surgery or come back from it, what was your thought process as kind of things were unfolding?
I knew something was wrong. Obviously, I got the ball back, tried to throw it again, not as hard, but I knew something was wrong. I didn't expect it to be Tommy John right then and there, but I knew I strained something in my elbow, forearm area, and it's a terrible situation, terrible day, but it might be a blessing in disguise. So
who did you lean on for advice?
The pitchers that were in the Rays system who got Tommy John. Another one of my fellow gauchos, shortstop, he got Tommy John in college. So, you know, I just talked to him, mainly most of the guys who've gotten Tommy John, and, you know, they were all positive about it. So I wasn't worried about all that, the whole process. It was more just, you know, I got to get Tommy John, but, you know, it's been great. So
you're a West Coast guy now playing for a West Coast team. Does that give you a little bit more excitement about the potential of making the big leagues?
Oh, yeah. You know, closer to home. San Francisco is about 8 hours from my house. It's great, you know, for my family and, you know, everyone who wants to come out. San Francisco is great, you know. So it'll be fun.
All right, Pete. Thanks so much. Thanks for joining us. And, looking forward to watching you out there today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and shout-out to John Vitas.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch for Game 1 of the doubleheader at 5:05, Game 2 shortly after that on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.